One of my favorite lessons that I ever learned in finance, specifically about investing, was this concept of compensated risk. Compensated risk. It turns out that we take all sorts of risk that we do not get reliably paid for. All sorts of risk. That's called uncompensated risk. So what we're really searching for, at least in terms of intentionally designing a portfolio to give us the greatest likelihood of meeting our goals, what we're really looking for is to optimize for the types of risk that have proven to be compensated. In other words, you take that kind of risk, you get paid for it. Because there's plenty of risk that you take in life and in investing that you don't get compensated for. And that risk can be diversified away, like undiversified risk, like single bets, closer to gambling on individual stocks. You don't reliably, now could you get lucky? Of course, right? Could you get lucky? But you don't reliably get compensated for it. There's actually no real way to prove skill versus luck when you're just picking individual stocks or investing based on what your friend tells you. Based on what your friend tells you or what the Financial Pornography Network says, that's risk that is traditionally uncompensated. In other words, you don't even get paid for taking it. So maybe you're capturing a different set of value from that other than financial reward. Maybe it's entertainment. Maybe it's friendship. You have something to talk with your friend about. But that, and that's fine. Just be clear about it. If you want to be compensated for the risk you're taking, be clear about what compensation looks like. And if compensation looks like return on investment in terms of money, then there's a whole bunch of risk that people, in fact, most, I'm being serious about this. Most of the things that we think of when we think of investing, when our friends talk about investing, when they talk about investing on the news, or you read about it in a book, or you hear about it at the golf club, most of that is uncompensated risk. You don't even get paid for it. You may as well have just bought CDs. And there's all sorts of mental tricks we play on ourselves to hide that fact, just like gamblers who go to the casino never tell you about their losses. It's uncompensated. So, do the research and find compensated risk. And do everything you can to squeeze, I love that term, squeeze out, like wring, like you're wringing a towel, like wring out all the uncompensated risk out of your portfolio design, because that's what it's there for, is to generate a financial return so that you can meet the goals that you've set out to meet by investing that way. So I just, that's one of my favorite terms. I haven't talked about it in years. I love the term compensated risk. Cheers, my friends. That's another episode of Behavior Up Radio. Hey, would you do me a favor? There are so many of you that listen to this. We need more reviews on iTunes. I don't ask very often, but would you do me a favor? Just go right now to iTunes or Spotify, give it a 7-star review, and throw a comment up. Just quick. Like, Carl's voice is so soothing in the morning. Or, I find this insightful. Or, the fact that it's short is great. Like, whatever you want to say, would you just go right now? And there's two big things you could do to help me. One, give it a rating and a review. And number two, share it with 5 people. Just find an episode you loved and send it to people. People don't find out about the show in a vacuum. So cheers, my friends. Bye.